Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic customs and etiquette is that is a woman who when she gets married, is it incumbent upon her to change her name and, for example, add the name of her husband to her own name, as is the custom and tradition in many societies? Now, in this regard, the bottom line is that this whole issue of change of name after marriage is not an issue of the Sharia at all. In this regard, a woman, of course, has an absolute authority. She can change her name, she can maintain her original name, she can add her father's name, her husband's name together to her, with her original name. She can do anything she likes, of course, with the consent of her husband. However, even the consent of the husband is not something which is binding on her. In this regard, she has an absolute authority to maintain whatever name she likes. We know that in various societies, the customs have been different. Now, for example, there are many societies in which the name of the husband is appended to the original name, and the name of the father is also kept. And there are societies in which the name of the father is done away with, and the name of the husband is added to that lady's name. And there are other societies also. For example, we know in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no change at all in the name. And once a lady would get married, she would retain her original name. Thus, for example, we know that Hazrat Aisha, رضي الله عنها, who was the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she retained her original name. Her original name was Aisha bint Abi Bakr. And she never changed her name to Aisha Muhammad, for example, when she got married. Or similar is the case with other ladies in the times of the Prophet. And this trend is still continuing in some societies. So therefore, we have to make a distinction that in issues, if there are customs, then we must be very, very careful to see whether these customs relate to religion or whether they are purely something which relate to the society and the culture what a person is living in. And this particular issue that we have discussed today is something which is absolutely something which purely relates to the cultural traditions and customs of a society. Islam or religion has not bound us in any way in this regard. A lady can retain her maiden name, she can retain her original name, she can add the name of her husband together with the original name, she can just add the name of the husband and do away with the name of her father. It's absolutely up to her what she wants to, and Islam has not given her any directive. Islam has not bound a lady in any manner in this regard. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات